Beloved radio friends, I warmly welcome you to today's broadcast. It's been great reaching you on air. The Lord our God has shown us great mercy and sustained us by His grace. Today we shall be concluding the topic we commenced last week on Who Are You? Who Are You? Our text remains as chapter 19, verse 11 to verse 20. And I read, "Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, 'We exorcise you by Jesus whom Paul preaches.' Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, 'Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you?' Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known both to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus. And fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. And many who had believed came confessing and telling their deeds. Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed." Let us pray. Our God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for allowing your Son regain our lost identity. Help my hearers to discover who they are now and who they ought to be in Christ. Help them take hold of their regained identity in Christ. Amen. Radio friends, last week we stated that if Satan questions our identity, that's big trouble. We stated that our spiritual identity cannot be procured with money, but rather it was regained by the blood of Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, the Lord has procured new identity for you. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 to 15, the Bible says, "And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he," that is Jesus, "has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." Friends, you can see that Christ has given us a new identity. Demons cannot question who you are. However, this is positionally. This is what Christ's death and resurrection achieved for any person. What is required is for you to appropriate this positional provision and experience it yourself. Only when you repent from your sins, renounce your evil ways, and by faith open your heart to Jesus and submit to his lordship will you experience this new identity. We did say that you could become a vessel of honor and not a vessel of dishonor. You can also become a chosen vessel, as the Lord will show you or reveal his purpose for your life. you will now become known to demons as a follower of Jesus and the apostles. Your authority they must now recognize and obey. I did also say that you will conform to the biblical pattern of a father or mother or child, in that you will not be chasing titles to give you identity. Today, I shall be raising more issues on who are you? Are you a pillar or a caterpillar? Pillars give support and hold the superstructure firmly. Caterpillars, whether they are machines or larvae of insects, destroy structures easily or eat up leaves and render plants unfruitful or useless. In many communities and churches today, some people are pillars, others are caterpillars. In Galatians chapter 2 verse 9, the Bible described James, John, and Peter as pillars. Pillars encourage kingdom business and are also participants in kingdom business. These men said, Apostle Paul, you go to the Gentiles while we face the Jews or the circumcision, as they were called. Let the gospel be on the move. We are brothers and sisters. A pillar or a caterpillar, those of you who are in the fight for position or title, constitute yourself into caterpillars. Be sure that you cannot succeed. Do not destroy yourself. The gate of hell shall not prevail against the church. Again, I ask, who are you? A faithful servant or an unfaithful servant? A profitable servant or an unprofitable servant? A wise servant or a foolish servant? A good steward or a bad steward? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16, the Lord Jesus tells a parable of the master who gave talents to his servants, while others put theirs into function to make profit. The foolish or unwise servant was busy finding fault with the master. He buried his talent, and of course, he was the loser. In the book of Philemon chapter 1, verse 11, Apostle Paul appeals to Philemon to accept back Onesimus, who he has helped to regain his identity from an unprofitable servant to a profitable one. Again, our Lord Jesus tells us of the wise who built his house upon the rock, representing Jesus and his teachings, while the foolish built his own on sand. His house could not withstand environmental pressures and so collapsed. My dear friends, you cannot afford to be foolish or unwise or unprofitable. These all miss their rewards or destinies. Hello, friends. Knowing who you are is the key to a successful Christian life. Knowing who you are exposes you to the riches of Christ. Knowing who you are will help you withstand the enemy who cannot question your authority in Christ. The truth is that sin and compromises with sin reduces one's identity. One's colleagues, friends, and neighbors should attest to who you are. If the kingdom of darkness does not recognize you as a Christian, then it is doubtful if you are one. If your name is not in the book of life, then you are not a Christian. The question now is, are you really a Christian indeed? Are you born again? Are you born of the Spirit? Can you speak on behalf of Jesus and demons will obey you rather than question your identity and shut you up? Before we pray, take a deep and sincere reflection on your life. You know who you really are. Amend your ways before God. Confess every sinful act that has deflected your spiritual authority. I want to pray for you, Heavenly Father, the all-knowing God. I have within the limits of human language explained your word to my hearers. I pray you to save as many as are coming back to you in sincerity. Restore their relationship with you. Give them a new identity. I rebuke the accuser of the brethren on their behalf. Lord Jesus, rewrite the handwriting of ordinances that are against them. Blot out the records against them. Set them on a joyful journey to your kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen.